Okay, segment number two, September 2nd. Year 2022, Clarity Radio. My name is Brian, and yes, I am walking 500 miles for all of you. In fact, I'm walking a lot more than 500 miles these days. And why? Because I was born this way. So that's who I am, and because I was born this way, I'm doing all the work for you while you guys are all sleeping, snoring, having a good time, watching hockey, baseball, going to the picnic, going on vacation. Whatever you're doing, I'm working my ass off for you. Why? Because the big boss upstairs loves you. And he's asked me to help you, so that's why I'm here. So, Jennifer and Ashley.
Hello.
Okay, so here's the deal. So let me explain a little bit about the Matrix, then we're going to get into your personal life, okay? But not so deep, just like on surface level. So this is what I've learned. And folks, when you listen to what I'm saying, listen to this three times. You're going to learn a lot more each time. So this is the fifth incarnation as you being Jennifer and Ashley and me being Brian. Okay. And so what happens is there's a dominant 100% free will, and then there's a parallel 100% free will, and then there's the Matrix. The Matrix is outside the universe. Okay. And so in the dominant, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth we're in right now, but the first one is the worst one. The first one is usually the worst experience. This is where we don't have intuition. We don't have memory of another incarnation. And so the first one is usually when we go through terrible things. We go through terrible things. And what we do is we don't learn the rules of the game right away. And we usually start to learn it into our second incarnation. And so, for example, if someone was to murder you, I'm just saying, I'm not saying you're going to be murdered, but if someone was to murder you, you would maybe curse God. You would actually curse God. And you can curse God after in the spirit realm. You die, you cross over, you still have the ability to curse God. And so a lot of people will curse God. Even in this Matrix, they will curse God, blaming God for everything. And so what happens is, when you curse God, you take away God's responsibility to carry out revenge. But that's true. And God will have the revenge, carry out the revenge in the Matrix. But it's not God doing it. It's the actual formulation. We're part of the one big math equation. Okay? Action and reaction, it has to be in perfect balance all the time. And so when you curse someone, you come into this Matrix, but you take on the debt of the person who murdered you, okay? Because you curse God instead of just letting go of your anger and revenge, okay, which you should have. And then once that's done, that debt for the person who murdered you, it's between that person and God. And so that person would have to come back to be either murdered or face some horrible disease. But when we curse, we are either murdered again or we have the horrible disease. And so in your personal lives, you, both of you, in the 100% free will, you've gone through some horrific, horrific experiences, both of you. And should I get into the experiences? What do you guys want me to get into it? How do you feel?
Yeah? It's up to you.
Yeah, you can do it. That's fine.
Whatever
you
need to do.
Okay, so Ashley first, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go and we're going to go into the first 100% dominant. Mm-hmm. Find out what happened. Hang on. Give me a second. So, in your first one, we know, we discussed this, where you were sexually abused and you committed suicide.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, what we've been doing is trying to deal with that issue.
Yeah.
And it's only very recently we were able to get rid of the threat of suicide.
Yeah.
And the threat of suicide was very much real.
I'm telling you, like, the morning before we discussed this and all that, like, I was ready to, ready to go.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, stop myself. I was like, okay, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You had to, like, I battled those thoughts, I battled.
Yeah, and because the entity that was on you, and we're not going into psychiatry and psychologists because I really don't believe in any of that for the most part. Because they don't understand the entities that's on people that make people commit suicide. They don't understand past lives. They don't have all the information. And so they're doing that for whatever reason. Maybe it's their karma that they've chose their profession, because it's got to be karma that they're going through. But with your situation, if we did not take that entity off, sooner or later, you're going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Because I know that. I discerned that. And we got that entity. And the reason why you were predisposed to suicide, and that's the word, is because you cursed. You cursed God. And because we've been working on it, we've been trying to get rid of the monkey off your back
for
a long time. Then it came to the point, because of my self-healings, where every time I would do a healing on myself and get rid of some garbage off me from someone else, I would be given a new level of gift.
Right.
And so we got to the point where I'm able to heal people who have cursed God.
Right.
And that was the only way. That was a big energy block.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what was very interesting is, I know I talk so much, I know that, but here, what was interesting, because you live in the condo, and I was discerning prior to the healing, you had, I call this condo or house entities,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you had six of them, a group of six, okay?
Yeah.
And then you also had what is called an imposter entity on you.
Okay.
Okay? And we're going to go through the same situation with you, Jen. We're going to talk about your eyes, and you're going to tell your story.
Oh, yeah.
Your story is fascinating.
Yeah.
And both your stories are fantastic. But the fact is that you had these entities in the condo, okay?
Right.
And so what would happen is, when you would come home, they would jump on you and make you feel like, oh, okay,
you
got to kill yourself now.
Yeah.
Go on. Hey, what are you waiting for? Kill yourself. Kill yourself. No one's going to listen to you. You're going to kill yourself. And so as a result of that information, you, in many cases, did not come home.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I would, like, stay out too late or sleep over at friends' houses all the time. Or, yeah, I just never wanted to come home, honestly. Or, and, like, even leave right away. Even during school, the entire time, I would never study at home. I would always leave to go to school, to the library to study. I don't know. I mean, it makes sense now that you're saying this, but at the time I was like, no, I just can't, when I'm home, I just can't do anything.
But I even remember she would pull, like, okay, not, like, I don't know the different degrees, but a lot of people say engineering is really hard, right?
Yeah.
But I've never pulled an all-nighter to study for anything.
Yeah.
So she would be in the library pulling all-nighters or staying there, like, literally, like
all the time.
All the time. And I'm like, you know, the demandingness of our degrees have got to be, like, we're both in STEM. They got to be on a similar level. So why is it that she's never coming home and saying that she's, like, out studying, when she could come home, get some sleep, go back, like, because that's what I do. Like, I never understood why she was never coming home. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And even I would pull out some of my schoolwork and, like, try to study at home, and then would never do it.
Yeah.
Because those entities, now a lot of people listening to this broadcast, they're going to say this is nonsense, okay? And in a lot of cases, those people who are saying this, they're not of the light.
Yeah.
Because the ones that embrace what I'm saying, like attracts like, they're going to accept it, but the dark will not accept it, because why? It's the dark that was sending those entities to you, okay? And they wanted you to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Now, I've checked your condo, and so those same entities are not there. But although you've got three different sets of entities still there, and they're going after your mother. Your mother just got a very recent powerful healing. Mm-hmm. She needs three more to go, because they're there to really mess your mother up.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get rid of all that very quickly, and it's going to be fantastic. So when you guys are in the condo, well, right now you feel comfortable with the condo because we did the healing.
So yeah.
Because you don't have to go and do it all night long or walk around with headset listening to the song all night long. I mean, you don't need to do that. There's a song all night long. I don't know who sings it. Somebody sings that song all night long. It's a great song.
Lionel Richie,
that's right. All night long. it's a great, great song. I love that song. I still do. But the fact is, my God, you're not going to commit suicide.
Nope.
I can actually say that, because I know. And I've spoken to the real who you are in the spirit realm. And you're saying, no, I'm not going to commit suicide.
Wow.
You accepted the healing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and you don't have to worry about anyone from the dark side threatening you and trying to take this away. Because the light is in charge and we can deal with that threat.
Right.
And so you don't have to worry about that. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy because I know what you've gone through.
Yeah.
I've witnessed what you've gone through where you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So many times your mother and I would drive over to you or to the school and we would do a healing because you felt like you had to kill yourself.
Yeah.
You remember that,
yeah,
right?
I remember. Yeah.
And so what we were doing was basically just doing the healings, getting the monkey off your back each time it came on you.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the proper clear understanding how to permanently get rid of it.
Right.
And now I have it with most any disease, subject to the approval of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I asked the father the other day, okay, what qualifies someone to get a miracle healing? And there's a lot of qualifications. But one is that they have to accept Christ, which you do, not in a crazy religious way. You accept Christ. You truly do. Your soul does accept Christ. Your lips don't have to move and tell me. I can discern your soul, and your soul is very close to Christ. And then what you have to do is believe in other incarnations.
Yeah.
Okay? And Jen, you believe in other incarnations.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then you've got to be sincere. And I said, Father, what does it mean to be sincere? Because I'm a slow learner. And what does it mean to be sincere? Have no revenge. That's what it means. It means to have no revenge. So how can you be sincere if you have revenge?
Yes. Okay, now I see what you mean.
You can't. There's no way. So those are the requirements, but very few people meet that criteria. And most Christians don't believe in other incarnations.
Right, yeah.
So they're all written off right away because they will never get a true, authentic healing. The ones that do get it privately do accept other incarnations. Okay, privately. They may not say they do out loud, but their soul already accepts it. And so you guys fit all the criteria. And you guys were genuine. And plus, you guys want to help the world.
Yeah.
And so that's why your life was spirit. Your life was spirit. You didn't die. We didn't lose you.
Yeah.
Right? You can feel that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't lose you. And we could have lost you. And there's so many people out there. If I say get 5,000 people in a room, I like the number 5,000, shrinks, whatever, they won't show up. Get 5,000 people who want to commit suicide, they won't show up. There's something about the truth. And I've always said the first casualty when someone comes into this matrix on this planet is truth. And this is one of the worst planets you can be on in any universe. It's one of the worst. I've discerned it. It's one of the worst planets. And it's so messed up. And truth is very difficult, but you too want truth.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud, but I think that a lot of people are punishing themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that you can tell me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, so.
I will? Okay.
But I think that a lot of people are very lost and want to be loved.
Yeah.
And I think that knowing the truth and knowing some of the things that have happened in other incarnations are, like, too traumatizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so people just are miserable and live their lives in a miserable way, you know?
Yeah. And unfortunately, when I check a lot of people in the spirit realm, they're threatened. They're threatened by other entities, or let's just say persons, just to make it more, you can connect to it, a metaphor. But this energy out there where a lot of my clients are threatened by other dark individuals on this planet, that if they accept a healing, they're going to be punished, or worse, their children will be punished, or their mother will be punished, or someone
some family,
close to them.
Yeah.
And so when I encounter that, I deal with that very quickly. And I don't play any games with that. No one threatens any of my clients and gets away with it. And I will take them the next morning to the spiritual council. I say, Father, this is the situation. Can you verify if this is true? And he'll say yes or no. If he says yes, I'll say, Father, will you deal with this? He says yes. And that's it. It's done. The next day, I check to see if it's been dealt with. It's been dealt with. So that's the way it works. I mean, the light is in charge. So anyone who's doing any sort of malicious harm, I go to the Father. They're really stupid to do it.
Yeah.
I go to the Father. The same thing. Father, is this true? What I'm discerning about this person? Yes. Can I leave it with you? Yes. That's it. And it's dealt with. And usually what happens is they're given a warning in the spirit realm to stop what they're doing. If they don't stop, depending on what it is, they will get a severe disease. A disease will come into the body and it will take them.
Right.
And that's what happens. I don't want to see that happen. But that's the reality. That's the level that I'm working with. That's why I say do no harm to anyone. That goes for me because I don't personally harm anybody. I won't do that. But I take it to the council and then they deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the information. So when they make that decision, they have all the information. I don't have it.
Right.
So I cannot make that decision and I will not make it because Father knows I won't make that call because I don't want to come back and create bad karma.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I punish because I didn't understand something. So I'm not prepared to take that chance, but I do to take the chance with the council. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take another break and we're going to talk to Jennifer. And I'm excited because I haven't been doing this broadcast for a long time. It feels so good. And what I'm really happy about is that your healing is a true miracle. Like, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about checking your condo or someone's house and see that there's these entities in the person's house. And most of my clients have these entities in their home. And I just realized that I have one client that suffers with extreme pain. And when she goes out and she does the gardening, she's fine. Like, there's no problem. As soon as she goes into the house, these entities attack her. And we just figured out, we got rid of one group of entities, and we got one more to go with her. And she's going to be fine. Okay, so let's take a break. I know I talk too much. I'm excited about all this. I get excited when I know that someone's life has been spared. And I get excited when something is done in such a incredible way that man can't do. Only God can do. And that's what God did for you, Ashley. So we're going to be right back. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, and we're going to be going on to segment 3. And remember, folks, you were born this way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H.
Oh, Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right.